You're in the mix in HD.
My soul.
catch the wave on the inner vibe.
Listen, everybody.
Kneeling, kneeling. contrition.
Oh!
The Anointed One.
Exclusive remix.
You listen to exclusive.
Turn it up and let it bomb.
You have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for a minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I can meet it. But it's for the bad, I'm good, I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head. If it wasn't for your mercy, I'd be dead. Lord, just you know how to break a brother down. My humility, I'm seeing now, Lord.
Just have
I'm
all exciting memories of how you brought me out of certain circumstances. Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you. Feel like I'm trusting you now.
Enjoy my goodbye. What you got for me?
Praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that you've come.
Put on the job!
I lift my hand.
Okay, family, welcome.
It's your nephew from the south.
Bringing it large and in charge. With the savior of the whole world. The Lord Jesus Christ, I get joy when I think about him. Coco, tell them.
Memories, beautiful, exciting memories of how you brought me out of certain circumstances. Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you. Feel like I'm trusting you now.
Enjoy when you think about what you brought for me.
The praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come.
I lift my hands if you give me half a second, not my dance.
Joyful, I get excited, because now what happens, he's there, and problems don't always last. He is the overcomer, and we overcome through him and in him. Okay, family, a little part two, Proclaimer style, you don't know. All right, fam, let's go.
May not come when you want him. But it's on time. Time travel. Ooh, is a friend of mine. There's a cloud may come in your eyes. He'll be there.
Everyone, 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 everyone.
you the best. So glad.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad.
If you're glad
for my Jesus, I'm so glad.
Now, baby, come on. Now, baby, come on. Now, baby, come on.
Is the Lord, and trouble don't last always. He says, fear not, for I have overcome the world. And you know what? He is a shelter. What does he say? That the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. Are you saved today? Are you taking shelter in the name of the strong tower? Are you using the name? You know, some people like to curse with the name. But you know what, as Christians, and as you know what, you have the opportunity right now, whoever you are, wherever you are, put the name on your lips. I begin to confess it and say, Lord, Lord Jesus, I need you right now. If you have sickness in your body, begin to call on the name of the Lord. If you're distressed in any way, anxious, if you're overcome with worry, fear, you know what? That's not his plan for you. He loves you. Father God, right now I just speak a blessing over each and every listener. I pray, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that I have an opportunity to be on air again and to share the good news of your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for each and every listener right now that they would receive something beautiful from the throne room of heaven. Lord, that your love would overtake and overwhelm. You know, God's desire, my friend, is that you would know him. Now, it might seem so hard, it might seem so difficult, it might even seem impossible, but the reason I am confessing the name of Jesus today is because he is the risen Lord. He was dead, they did crucify him on a cross, but he had authority in himself to take up his life again. He is the resurrection and the life. And he has some goodness for you. He has some blessings for you. Right now in Jesus' name, he's going to intervene in your life. He's going to help you. If you open your heart to him and invite him in. Just invite him in. Welcome him into your life. Say, Lord, please come in. Watch what happens.
Now there's a place that's blessed.
Now there's a place that's blessed.
Where we find happiness. Now tell me really, is that it or me? Tell me. But there's a place I found it. It's a much higher mountain. It wakes me early morning.
And I know it's how you're calling
me into worship to give me life daily.
Come,
Lord, my spirit, my soul, and my...
inside a little refix. Call this one the Loose Ends Remix. Anybody who knows about Loose Ends, you know about the little vibration on this.
With my friend phone won't be no shame in my game when I call his name. Sooner or later, pray a hater to get salty, cause I gotta get with Jesus now. Can you feel me? Now with Trinity and you.
As smooth as silk.
You know how we roll.
Out of that into this,
you know,
Shelly Gaines. All right, let's go again.
Yeah, I woke up this morning.
You gave me, I got the peace you gave me.
For sure. And up against the rope, can't say there's no hope.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sending a shout down to Bedfordshire, all the Bedford family.
Oh, yeah. But I can make it through.
Sister Jenny, Sister Pauline, Brother Stephen, Ronnie, big up yourself, Ronnie. The whole family down there, man. What's going on? Love on the people. Also Luton, Milton Keynes, Aylesbury, all the Aylesbury family.
Oh, oh.
Church of God of Prophecy.
So when you see me moving ahead,
complaining, no, I can't. So
all right, let me just give you one more tune. Oh, then we're going into part two.
Let's have a little church up in here. How you doing? This is Kirk Franklin, sharing with my sister Cheryl, Sandy, and Dee Dee with Sounds of Blackness. Everybody talking about keeping it real. Well, I got the real faith. One time for your healing.
That's all it be about, no doubt. So yeah, listen to this here. If he got my back, then whom shall I fear? Forgive, forget the tears and the sorrow. Keep your head up because it's always tomorrow. Put the Lord first, be strong, you can't go wrong. Help is on the way if you just pray. Hold on.
For my wicked ways, God.
Okay, family, back inside part two. Let's go. Okay, strictly old school this section. Sounds of the one Sean C. Johnson. I Will Fly Away, One Bright Morning. So you can make it, push your hand up in the air. Shout out to all my everyday people. You know who you are, don't you? Yeah.
don't wanna say what you've heard a million times. How can I express the perfection of your care? Except my humble gift, since my praise is your air. Didn't come to ask for a thing, just had a message to bring. A melody I just had to sing. I'm gonna give it my best, so I don't have no regrets. From sunrise to sunset.
Right and fitting to praise the Lord, to say thank you. When you consider what he's done,
thank you.
Big things, grateful for small things. Big stock, rocks and chains. No more pipe dreams. Christ shines brightly. Light me, like light beams faster than lightning. Like red lightning, you can see your being. I rap and I sing like Mercy did. You're the reason why I sing and dance like I do. I just want to say the Lord is done.
The things I do and the way that I put my trust in you, but they don't understand. That's the way we roll. I guess it's because I have never been told.
Just catch you why I feel this way. My whole life has been changed. I can't seem to find.
Yeah.
songs of comfort, songs of encouragement, songs to edify and lift you up, my brother, my sister. Whatever the state of your circumstances, wherever you find yourself in life right now, make him your fortress. Begin to put him first. You know what? Stop looking to your knees. Start looking to the Savior. And in spite of what's going on, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship.
Clap your hands, all ye people, clap your hands. If you really wanna raise a fan.
You know, if you're going right through right now, I want you to begin to clap your hands. I want you to jump to your feet. It don't even have to be logical. It don't even have to make sense. It could be the last thing that you want to do. In spite of how you feel right now, I want you to worship the Lord and just begin to declare his name. Something's about to break. Something new's about to come through. In Jesus' name, let's go.
When you put your hands together, the enemy gets confused. He says, why would you give God praise when I've done so much to ruin your day? I've got the weapon of praise to overcome the enemy, resisting him through my word, and I'm the devil's heart to believe.
Clap your hands, all ye people, clap your hands.
Your hands.
If you really want to take a stand, clap your hands. That is what I want you to do.
But it doesn't really mean the same thing unless you plan to clap your hands to let the praise in the ring.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
All ye people, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
If you really want to take a stand.
Ooh, yeah.
Clap your hands. That is what I want you to do. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
All ye people, clap your hands.
Ooh.
If you really want to take a stand.
Ooh, yeah.
Clap your hands. That is what I want you to do.
Begin to lift him up. Begin to declare. Begin to remember the promises of God. Begin to worship the Lord. And make sure you say thank you. Pour out your heart. Pour out your worship and love him. Nobody like him. In the whole of existence, there's nobody like him. He's so wonderful. Try him today. Try him right now.
Father, Father, you let me home. When I was broken, it was so much for me. Father, you put me back together again. And I want to tell you, I've not got what to do. And as I recall how my so-called friends walked away, you helped me smile again and helped me find a brand new day. And as I think about your love for me, I just can't understand. Because the way you stood by me showed that you're really a friend. I just can't thank you enough for the joy inside. The love is invaluable. How do you change my life? It's seldom in life that you find this kind of love. And I just can't thank you enough. Thinking about the times we've had. I didn't come home and it made you sad. I just want you to know that I recognize the love that you show. And if I had a thousand days to say about you, I can never get it all out because that's how much I love you.
inside. And I just wanna take a little moment and try. But I know I can't thank you enough for the joy inside.
Kelly on the beat, boy.
Hold back the tears I try. No wasting tears, don't cry. No weaknesses, just smile at my enemies. I'm a friend of me, they don't want to win, they don't like it. Just see you in the try fighting. I'm be a bad mind thing. I'm be a bad mind,
Jehovah.
If you're a table in the presence of my enemies. In a time we have eyes inside the country. Me give them anything them want, anything them need. That's why I hate to see them turn around and jealous. When I need that type of energy. But you're my brother, them my vice over the center. But God, you put that angel over me. God, I never disappoint. It was hard to pull the trigger on myself. Unforgiveness and pride on itself. It's not good for me spiritual health. Work hard on me battle same way. Me fight hard on me struggle some days. Got life hard on me got too much pain. So no bother say me have it easy.
Jehovah.
If you're a table in the presence of my enemies. In a time we have eyes inside the friends to eat. Me give them anything they want, anything they need. That's why I hate to see them turn around and jealous. When I need that type of energy. Watch out for brother, them a bite over the center. I got you put your angel over me. Jah never disappoint.
Nah, oh yeah.
Jah never disappoint.
Feeling like a man with too much on his plate. And don't too many understand cause they cannot relate. Just they don't hang around my squad and they ain't in my face. They know I ain't got no chill if I find out they fake. Yeah, they know I keep a trail, yeah, I keep it 100. While we out here on the grind, they just saying that we sunning. Talk about Jesus, they hate that. But if you hate me, you won't get no hate back. I'm with G.O.D., best believe I be shining. Gotta shine my light, very bright, I'm blinding. Used to wake up every day and wonder what a time went. Mad at myself when I look at all the time. Got a lot of pain and hurt from sinning. But I thank God to keep forgiving. Waiting on the right to spend my time with. But until then, I'll keep on grinding. We gon' fly to the sky.
Okay, new school style, Inside Part 3. There's only one name by which you can be saved. That is the name of Jesus Christ. Not my opinion. What I've come to understand is written in the Gospels. God, look. All them other names, they will have to bow. Some of them look like they're prospering. But trust me, there is only one name given amongst men by which we can be saved. There are not many roots up the mountain.
The ballin' like I'm rollin'.
They shining for all my God made one way.
Now, yeah, we living with
Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth.
Now, hellbound, yeah.
I am the life. No man can come to the Father except through me.
Yeah, okay,
have you accepted him today?
Well, no life. I should have been dead, but my God spoke life. Oh, daddy looking at me sideways, both sides. Same dark skin, but I'm still going shy.
We don't fly
to make God peace with God through the blood of his son Jesus Christ. Every single thing that you've ever done wrong, remember, I don't know, you may have done some very bad things, you may have lived a good life, but even if you've lived a good life, even if everybody that knows you says you're a really good person, did you know that you still fall short of the mark? You're still not acceptable in your own right before God, and God was so concerned about that that he sent his one and only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Lord, I stand up.
Peace with God is simply a prayer away, simply a decision, because he's done all the horrendous, massive work for you today so that you can be saved. All right, let's go.
They told me to be quiet, I ain't good enough. Sitting in the corner dreaming one day I'll be lifting up. But all this time never doing what they did to me. The ones who hated on me like a friend of me. I don't want no enemies, only harmony, because I don't want my exes to be haunting me. If I offended you, part of me, used to be immature. Treated all I know. Trying to stay humble, but God keeps opening all the doors.
Oh yeah, every day we live it, oh yeah. Tell me if you feel this, oh yeah. We gon' shoot it off, we gon' let them know we're not on us. We gon' shoot it off, yeah. Oh no.
Rebels wear the cars, answering the call. Even with my flaws, we possessing too. Set it broken glass. Maybe you don't get it, I ain't getting it either. Till I was awake and now I'm willing and I'm eager. Got these chills like an eagle when I hear the beats and legal. I'm leaving enemigos, fuck it, just a suck amigo. My American dream is to let us be free. Please tell everybody what the reason we move like that.
Oh yeah, people shit it off, even when I'm no.
Remember why we have it. I will build my life upon you.
and ready to go through the ceiling. No longer living with limits when you're a part of the team. And the money, man, I'm going up. I'm out of here any minute, ready to go through the ceiling. No longer living with limits when you're a part of the team. And the money, man, I'm
going up. I had a meeting in the sky like Han Solo when he went to go see Lando Calrissian. And Chewie put him in that chokehold to get a condo when the clouds have been my goal, though. I didn't know that I already had one, along with a cabin in Manolo. And if you don't know, it's okay to say you don't know. What it means, enjoy the flow, though. It's enough to keep you bouncing like a pogo. You say you have one right to live, but I say no, no. And I commit to doing this whole rhyme scheme without once yelling out. Oh, oh, behold, yo, the boy, yo, is no longer solo, dolo, peep the role model logo, F-O-L-L-O, that's follow, not solo, and my whole squad will vanish from the planet like the dodo.
Going up, going up, going up, going up. I'm out of here any minute, ready to go through the ceiling, no longer living with limits when you're a part of the team, and the money, man, I'm going up, going up, going up, going up. Going up. I'm out of here any minute, ready to go through the ceiling. No longer living with limits when you're a part of the team. And I'm out of man, I'm going up like an escalator. Got a meeting with the one on the creator. People pressing to my lungs like a respirator. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Like elevators, going up like an escalator. Got a meeting with the one on the creator. People pressing to my lungs like a respirator. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Like elevators.
Okay, family, inside the last 10 minutes.
In that court show, we come highly recommended. Plus, he does work pro bono. That means you don't pay your fee. Keep your dough, yo. Keep calm and leave it in his hands. He'll teach you.
Like urban selection. In you. For the youth stem.
You
and for the people who are big, but.
Capitalist. The money's a little.
Try and carry themselves like a youth. You know who we are. I'm in there, yeah?
And now I'm
me. I'm not even just pointing a finger at you.
Solo. Squad. Roma.
It's like the inside feels like 20.
Promo. Not in.
Outside feels like plenty. You know what I mean?
Two.
I'm out of here any minute, ready to go through the ceiling. No longer living with limits when you're a part of
I pray that you've been blessed.
Going up.
And somebody somewhere has got saved. Do you want to get saved right now? Let's do that.
Here any minute, ready to go through
the I want you to follow me in prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I want you.
Got a meeting with the one.
And say that again. Say, Lord Jesus,
to my love.
Say, I want you.
Me and you, your mama.
I want a new life.
Like
I want a new start. I humbly ask you. Follow after me in this prayer, family. Say, I humbly ask you if you would come into my life right now. And if you would completely wash away all my wrongdoing. Father, would you forgive me? Lord, would you forgive me? Lord, would you forgive me for everything I've ever done wrong? For all the bad things I've done. Whether it's been deliberate. Whether it's just been, I've not even known what I've been doing. I've done it in ignorance. Please, would you forgive me? Would you wipe me clean? And would you bring me into the family of God? Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Go through the ceiling, no longer living with limits when you're a part of the...
I turn now from all the badness. I look to you. And I accept my new life in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, that's a great start. If you've just prayed that prayer, you've made a great start.
Yeah.
Father God, I'm going to pray for you right now. I feel to pray for you. Father, I pray over everybody who's prayed that prayer right now, wherever they are, Lord. Philadelphia, New York, Lord God, I don't know why I'm thinking about those two cities today. But Lord God, I pray for whoever's in those areas, Lord, right now, whoever else has heard my voice, Zambia, wherever they are right now, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that the spirit of revelation would come upon them. Lord God, a spirit of truth, a spirit of peace, Lord God, that your spirit of joy and love would come upon them. And right now, Lord God, that you begin to unlock them to the things of the kingdom of God. Bring healing into their life, Lord God. Bring peace into their life, Lord God. And bring that witness to their spirit in Jesus' holy name. Yeah. Family, I love you. I give God thanks for you.
Give me a little bit more now. Wanna be walking on the water. Wanna know the consuming fire. Will you consume it with your fire? You know the old time and thought about it. Now I'm here, now I'm reading about it. I heard that I'm your tabernacle. Fill me with your glory. And when the righteous don't stand, I will stand for you. Mark me with your fingerprint. And when the sin in the
and your children calling, you can find me in the sanctuary. Oh, they say we're not allowed to talk about it. They say we don't wanna offend nobody, and I don't wanna offend nobody. But my words ain't my own. And we're a chosen generation. And when they say I look funny, I tell them I'm peculiar. I heard that I'm your tabernacle. Fill me with your glory. And when the righteous don't stand, I will stand for you. Mark me with your fingerprint. Have your hand on my life. In the land. And your judge was calling.
One or two more. Then I'm gonna, you know what, I want fry egg. I'm gonna go and feed myself. I want some toast. Toast and egg. Oh my gosh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Let me tell you about my friend. He is playing on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And we want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Look, that's our new radio host, one of them, and many of you, may be your first time catching him, and you can join him right here. That's every morning, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Radio host, DJ Blessed. Oh, man, look, I appreciate you joining the board. Man, you're doing a great job, and we are so glad that you joined the team, and we salute you on this wonderful day. And those of you, you can catch us right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by going to nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also listen with your mobile phone simply by dialing 347-215-8049.
Him in my soul.
this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God today that He was on yesterday, the same God today that He will be forevermore. And as He allow us to see a brand new day, that lets us know that He is a God that never, ever changes. That lets us know that He is a God that keeps His word. It lets us know that He is a God that who was our healer on yesterday is our healer on today. That He is the God that is who is our healer on today will be our healer on tomorrow. And I tell God, thank you, that He is consistent, that He is holy, that He is the Almighty God, that He is the wonderful God. And I tell God, thank you. There's power and there's strength in the word of God. I encourage you to repeat that word. Say it to yourself sometime and watch the word take effect in your life when you believe. I tell God, thank you for this opportunity to come back one more time. There's power in the word of God. And I tell God, thank you. We thank God for NFI Radio allowing us this opportunity to come and teach the word. I thank God for each of you who have come to listen on today. I tell God, thank you. I don't take anything for granted. As we go on this journey, only what we do for Christ will determine whether we spend eternity, everlasting life in heaven with Him. We know the word of God say, holiness without, no man shall see God. Got an understanding now that in order to see Jesus in peace, for the one who have called us is holy, we must be holy. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for your son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for NFI Radio. I thank you for your people who are listening, God. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for this brand new day that you have made. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I speak healing where healing is needed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak miracles in your son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I speak that you have a hedge of protection enclosed around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help me to teach your word, God, that you get all of the glory. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you just for being the great I am. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for your strength. Father God, I ask that you bless throughout the land, God. I ask that you deliver from sin in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you draw man nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless our children and our children's children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless your leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. Draw them nigh unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help them to stand on your word with boldness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that you are the provider in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you, God, just for being God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, believing and trusting you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you. Because I can do nothing without God. I need his help. I need his strength. I need his wisdom. I need the Holy Ghost of God to lead and to guide. And I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, because this journey is a personal journey. And as we go, whatever we do for Christ will determine where we spend eternity. At Christian Life, we are having worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we still teach the word of God. I tell God, thank you. And on tonight, Tuesday, we have Bible study starting at 6 o'clock p.m. through 7 o'clock p.m. Still teaching the word of God, still living the word of God. We ask you to come out and join us if you so desire. And on the third Tuesdays of each month at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and join us. You can come and pray and leave if you so desire when you finish going before the Father. If you desire, you can stay. But we invite you to come as we go in prayer, that God will do what he does best, be the Almighty, the Holy God. I thank God for all that he is doing, the praise reports that we get. I tell God, thank you. As we come back together, we're going back in to talking about the promises of God. We've already established that he is a God that will not lie. And I tell God, thank you, because when he makes a promise, he keeps that promise. If he say he's not going to do it, he won't do it. And he won't flip and he won't flop. He stand on his word. And I tell God, thank you. When God make a promise, he is faithful. And as he is faithful to his word, I tell God, thank you, because I can look forward to him doing what he said. And as he continued to do what his words say, it helps our faith to increase and grow in him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Might can't see him working with my eyes, but I believe in my heart that he will do what his word say he would do. We know that God was faithful and kept his promise to Abraham and his descendants. And I tell God, thank you. God made a promise to Israel that they would be his people. God kept his promise. Even though they were disobedient so many times, they were still his people. And I tell God, thank you. God made a promise that his love would never fail. When I sing my song, what a friend I have in Jesus. I know he's my friend because he loved me. When I was yet a sinner, he loved. When you were yet a sinner, he loved. And his love never fails. When God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. As we come back on today, I tell God thank you because he didn't stop making promises in the Old Testament, but he kept right on making promises in the New Testament. He sent his son, Jesus, to come and to walk on earth. And I tell God thank you for being a God that when he speaks, will move on his word. God made a promise of salvation to all who believe in his son. And I tell God thank you. When we look at salvation, I tell God thank you because salvation gives us a place of safety. Salvation delivers us from evil and we have eternal life with God. Were it not for his son Jesus coming to earth and coming to walk and to keep God's promise, we would not have salvation. And I tell God thank you. I'm so glad that I'm free from evil. I'm so glad that I'm free from sin. I'm so glad that I have eternal life with my Father. As I serve his son Jesus and I'm obedient to the word of God, as you serve, as you are obedient to the word of God, you have salvation. You have been made free from evil. Yes, evil is all around us, but you don't have to partake in that evil. And I tell God thank you. If we look at Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, the word of God said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." If we have faith, from faith to faith, it's letting us know that we have salvation from start to finish. From the beginning that we give our life to God and we are sold out to him and we are not walking in evil and we are not serving Satan anymore. And when we die in Christ, to die in Christ is gain. Faith to faith, I tell God thank you that from the time that we turn unto him until the time that we die, we have the promise of our God. I tell God thank you. It said the righteous person continue to live by faith. And in doing so, grows from one level of maturity to another. If we look at that on the physical side, when we are born, we are babes. And we are on a bottle. Most of us were. But as we continued to drink milk, we continued to get a little bit bigger. We began to eat baby food, which was ground up and was soft. But as we continued to eat that baby food, and we had those things called teeth to come into our mouth. And as the teeth come into our mouth, we begin to chew on solid food. If we look at our spiritual life, as we begin to read the word of God, as we begin to apply that word to our lives, we find that when we first give our life to God, we are babes. We might not have an understanding, but as we continue to read that word, we continue to go in prayer. We continue to ask God to give us wisdom. You're going to see that you go from babes and you become great in God. And I tell God, thank you. You don't stay a babe in Christ all of your life. You do grow up. Yes, you do. As you read the word, You mature in him. As you mature, you can give that word to somebody else. You can give the promises of God to someone else. And as we stand on the word of God, and as we go along in that path called righteousness, you're going to find that you begin to live a rich and spiritual life. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you find that your faith in God grows. You find that you're no longer a babe, but you become a mature individual in God. If you see that you say you've been serving God X amount of years, and you're at the same place 30 years later that you were in the first month, no maturity have taken place. But one thing that I do know about the word of God, when you read that word and you become doers of the word and you trust in God, you will mature in God. You will grow in God. You're going to find that your faith will increase. As God promised salvation to all that believed in his Son, I want you to know that there is no greater blessing than the free gift of God's salvation. Didn't cost us a dime. Didn't cost us a dollar. All we had to do was, when he drew us, was to turn from sin and to turn unto him. Who wouldn't serve a God that keeps his promise? Listen to this. It said, God promised that all things will work out for the good for his children. I tell God, thank you. And in order to be his children, you got to serve him. If we look at Romans 8, verse 28, the word of God saying, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Not our purpose, not Satan's purpose, but God's purpose. I tell God, thank you. As we look at the promise of God, listen to this. It said, the promise is limited to those who love God and have committed or submitted to him by faith in Christ. If you don't have faith in Jesus and you don't love God and you're not a doer of the word, then you don't have the promise. Because the word of God let us know that you can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. I can't say I have the promises of God if I'm walking in disobedience. If I'm walking in obedience, doing what God's word say to do, those promises that he made, I have those promises in my life. You have those promises that he made. As we serve his son Jesus and have faith in him, you have the promises that God made. I tell God, thank you for the promises that he made. As he made a promise that all things will work out for good, he didn't say they will work out for bad, but they will work out for good for us being his children. As we serve God, did you know that we can't excuse sin? I wouldn't have did it if they hadn't did. You can't make no excuse for sin. But you got to maintain that relationship with God. You got to do that work that God has called you to do. in order for God to bestow his promises upon you, we must walk in obedience. As we walk in obedience, God is true. We've already established that he is a God that will not lie. Man who serves Satan is a liar, because see, Satan is the father of lies. And Satan will tell us a lie in a heartbeat. And if we don't have a relationship with God, you will believe that lie. Satan is deceitful. He is not holy. I tell God, thank you for the Almighty God being holy and not being a God that will lie. As God keeps his promise, I tell God, thank you. Because as he keeps his promise, he is a God that will stand on his word as he stands on the word. And he don't flip and he don't flop. That agreement that he made, that if you walk in obedience and you are faithful, he lets you know that I will fulfill my promise. And as he fulfills his promise, he lets us know that he is a God that will give us comfort in our trials. Yes, he will. If we're going through some tests and some trials, God keeps his promise. He has a plan for us. And I tell him thank you, because when God makes a plan, we will be able to stand on the comfort that he gives. Not only that, we can take the comfort that he gives to us, and we can share that comfort with somebody else who's going through. And we look at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 through 4. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. I tell God thank you that as he is our comforter, as he stand by us, he being the God of mercy, we can extend and show mercy to somebody else. Don't forget, babies, that we have sinned and come short of God's glory. Don't forget that we didn't always do what God say do. We can't take the word of God and beat nobody up, because as God showed us mercy, somebody showed us some mercy. And when we were going through our trials and our tests, somebody let us know that it's going to be all right. They let us know that as God brought them through their trials and their tests, that God will bring us through. And they gave us words to comfort us, to tell us, don't let your heart be troubled. Just trust God and have faith in God. God brought me through, so I know he can bring you through. I tell God thank you. As he come to comfort us, God stands beside us. And you're going to find that there's going to be times that you got to stand beside somebody else. They might not have nobody else that they can trust. They don't have nobody else that they can go to. And I know the word of God tells us to put not our trust in man. But one thing that I do know is God will put somebody in place that you can have confidence in, that you can go to. And they will not only listen with their ears, but they listen with their hearts. And I tell God, thank you. When we're in trouble, going through troubles, God is there. He's the one that stands beside us when we go through. He is the one that show us mercy. And no, he won't allow us to have a pity party. But he will stand on his word. He will bring us through. And as he sent to us as his children, the Holy Spirit, see, he let us know that the Holy Spirit is a comforter and that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide. As the Holy Spirit is a comforter, the Holy Spirit will lead us in righteousness. The Holy Spirit will sometimes take us out of the way of danger and harm. And you begin to wonder, how did I do that? But I want to serve notice that you didn't do it, but it was the comforter that got you out of harm's way. And I tell God, thank you. God is a God that when he makes a promise, he keeps his word. The word of God, let us know, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. I think the word of God said it would be better if you had tied a rock around your neck. So when you make a promise, whether you're making that promise to God or whether you're making that promise to man, I want to encourage you to keep your word, because if we don't keep our word, we become liars. And the word of God says, a liar won't tarry in his sight. And there ain't no big lie. There ain't no little lie. There's truth and there's untruth. I know sometimes we might say, I'm going to be there at so-and-so time. And if you get stuck in traffic, you might can't help it. But we all got a telephone now, and we can call and make that person aware. But we can't say and make a promise that we're going to do something and then not do it. That's why I'm so glad that God is a God, that when he say he's going to do something, he follows through. And as he do what he said, we see that he kept his promise to Abraham. Not only to Abraham, but to Abraham's children and their children and their children. Because he was a God that will not lie. And babies, you're going to find that as you serve God and you become a new creature in him. One last scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As we become and get a new life in Christ, we become totally different. We do what we say we're going to do. And as we are honest and keep our word, and as we accept Jesus Christ by faith, we're new creatures. We don't tell nothing wrong anymore. We become a new person, and we stand on the word of God. All the sins that we used to commit as we become new creatures in Christ, we become brand new. And we stand on the word of God because we have become a new person in Christ. And as we become that new person in Christ, we become different as we walk in this journey. Have you noticed that people will say, they're different now. They don't do the things that they used to do. They don't say and talk the same way. And that's a good thing, because that's when you have become that new person in Jesus Christ. And as you become that new person, you have all the promises of God. God bless you. God bless you. Stand on the word so that you can keep God's promises, that you can have everlasting life. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, in the touch, in the healing, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. So this man,
right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You listen.
Oh,
Y'all got a special invitation to come and go with me to the promised land. Yeah.
Well, this light of mine. Father, my sister, and my brother. Whoa, let me and day for Jesus to roll my burdens away. Sometime I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah, God's word shall never pass away. Oh Lord, His word will never pass away. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes.
How in the spirit.
Yes.
I
something. I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love just like pure gold, my God is real, oh, I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole.
And I don't know, Mr. Rasta, what to do, Mr. Rasta. Steal away, Mr. Rasta, and I'm in my life, Mr. Rasta. Bow down, Mr. Rasta, on my knees and pray, Mr. Rasta. I run the race with faith, call on my Father every day of my life.